Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You better you bet with Nick Kostos and Femi Abebefe.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
The great Iron Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT. And I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The tremendous football and playoff baseball Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown both not traveling to Los Angeles, both out for the Commanders game on Sunday at the Los Angeles Chargers. We think Deebo Samuel's going to play though, right, Femi?
He practiced today. I think he might just be limited. He's dealing with a heel injury, but he was back on the practice field.
Tyler, pop on here. So we need to finalize our survivor. We gave you our bets for Cubs Padres. We're on the Cubs. That game starting in a couple minutes. Guardians trail the Tigers 2-1 right now. Jose Ramirez just flew out to left. So we're final couple innings in Cleveland. What do we got?
I say they're saying that Deebo did not practice, so I guess he was just on the practice field. He was seen.
I'd love to know who tweeted that out, that Deebo is practicing. Like, can the beat reporters get this stuff right?
Yeah, it's guess not. So it sounds like all three of those guys did not practice, but I don't think they're ruling out Deebo yet. So, but McLaurin and Brown are out.
Okay, so Adam Schefter just tweeted McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Sam Cosmi out, which we knew Cosmi was going to be out. They just opened up his practice window. He tore his ACL in the playoff game against Detroit. None of those players traveling to Los Angeles. We don't know about Deebo. Does this change the calculus for us at all? Do we want to be real men and take the LA Chargers?
I mean,
I don't want to go against Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, it's like, do you really want to do that with your survivor entry?
Like, Tyler, you want to, right? You want to go against Jaden Daniels.
That's his enemy.
It's not there. Yeah, I knew Femi was to say. Yeah, you know, I'm also a Jaden Daniels hater. But like that aside, like he's injured. He's going to be injured. And he's probably going to have a knee brace on there this game. So he might not be 100% when it comes to running the ball. And they're playing probably the most physical team in the NFL. One of them, at least. So we don't have to. I think there's better options than the Chargers. They were just like, if we wanted to be men, I think the Chargers are a good pick.
Is Corey
Chargers
home?
O-line banged up.
No, he's not home. He's working.
What? Oh, is like videoing stuff?
Yeah, probably.
When does he get home?
Like 7.
How convenient.
How convenient, right when the show ends.
What does he shoot? Does he shoot like sports stuff, like nature photos? Yeah. What does he usually shoot?
He goes to like a lot of rap concerts. He was with Carmelo Anthony the other week doing some video stuff for Carmelo. So, yeah, a bunch of stuff like
that. How does this not get brought up ever?
Yeah. What?
Nobody ever asked.
I would have brought it up if you guys asked.
Oh, yeah. He's just, you know, hanging out with Carmelo Anthony the other week, you know.
Tyler, so FaceTime Corey.
No, he's working. I'm not doing that.
So then he just won't pick up. No harm, no foul.
We could do this another day. We can do this.
Text Corey. Is Corey a football fan?
Yes. Yes, a little bit. Yeah, he's not as big as I am, but he is.
I want to know what Corey thinks we should do with Survivor this week.
Yeah.
All right, I'll text him after the segment.
Okay, great. When is Corey off work? Oh, 6:54. How convenient. So what do we want to take the Rams?
I want to take the Rams. The reason why, right, I'll explain, right,
hold
this
on,
to Detroit.
Do you want to take because you said something. Hold on. Yes. I have to bring this up. You said when we went to break, and I actually think you were serious, even if you're going to say you're not right now. I think you want to sweat the game tonight because you're not betting it. Is that true or false? You have to be honest. Don't lie to us.
Yes, I want to sweat the game tonight. But
is
also,
that the reason why?
No. I had the Rams
number
one early
in the week.
Is it more
than 50% of the reason why?
No, it's less than 50%. Big board on Tuesday. I would say it's like 20%. 80% is me just like logically trying to think about this thing. Like on Tuesday when I made my big board, Rams were number one. But that was also, I made that with thinking that Brock Purdy was going to play in the game and he'd be like banged up. This would be once again a compromised Brock Purdy like we saw last Sunday. Like this, yes, I want to sweat the game. I'm not going to have a bet on the side in total, but like that's a cherry on top of the Sunday. The actual Sunday is, I think that this is a good spot to play under the Rams.
Tyler, you want to take the Rams?
They are, honestly, I want to take the Lions, but I know we need them for a holiday consideration. So
yeah, that's the thing with Detroit. It's like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Oh, like, I mean, obviously you don't want to play them against Green Bay, maybe, okay, but like, who knows? It's just tough.
Let's talk through this briefly. Okay, how do the Rams lose? Like, how does it happen? Because like when we took the Bills a couple weeks ago, and I bet Miami plus the points, like I don't think I could have constructed other, like, Josh Allen has food poisoning.
Yeah.
How do the Rams lose? Like, Stafford has to get hurt, right?
Stafford hurt. Game. McVay ultra conservative.
Turns it over a ton of times.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Like that's like, it, right?
McVay,
it's a quarterback
kicking
injury.
Field goals. Yeah.
Oh my.
And then
God.
Now it's Jimmy G versus Mac Jones.
Well, I mean, that's Kyle not Shanahan a good reason. Not, yeah. Yeah, that's not a good reason not to take him. How do the Cardinals lose?
Can I make a case? I'll make a case here. The Cardinals have only broken 20 points against the Carolina Panthers, which everyone has career highs against. They haven't done anything against anybody else. They're on their third-string running back, which really doesn't matter, but their offense looks worse by the week. And also, the Titans game, like, the score looks bad. It was 6-0 going into the fourth quarter, and then the game just was an avalanche for the Houston Texans in the fourth quarter.
How many points did
they score? They scored 20. They scored 20 points in the fourth quarter.
Now, how many points did the Cardinals, did the Titans score?
Zero. They scored zero.
They got chucked out.
Against a good Texans defense. Against a good Texans defense. And
we
also,
like the Cardinals defense. Like, Will Johnson's probably going to be back this week.
This is also, like, this is going to sound like I'm just, like, making a claim for the Titans here. I'm really not, but this is, like, as desperate as a spot as you're going to see, like, a team all year. They have the rookie quarterback calling out saying, we suck. And this is probably Brian Callahan coaching for his job. So,
well, you bet the Titans.
I could see. Oh yeah, I already bet the Titans.
Wow.
Ooh. Okay. He's 10 toes down on that one. He's standing on business. All right.
I kind of think we should take Arizona. You guys want to take the Rams?
I think Tyler actually made a really strong case with saying that Arizona's offense has only broken 20 against Carolina. Like, honestly, after he said that, I was like, yeah, this, they might actually just suck.
How many times has the Titans offense broken 20?
I think it was once, maybe. I looked this up earlier. They scored 19 against the Rams, and then they scored 20 against someone else.
Oh, against maybe Indy when that game got loose, perhaps?
Yes.
Maybe against Indy, then. Yeah. But why are you scared of the Rams? Why are you scared of the Rams?
Shanahan makes me nervous.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great coach. Like, that's 100%. He is a great coach.
Who have we got against? We went against Canales, Dable, Canales again in last week, and Mike McDaniel. And now we have a chance to go against Kyle Brian Shanahan. Callahan, and we're choosing Kyle Shanahan instead of Brian Callahan.
Here's my thing. Honestly, I think it's either the Rams. I just don't want Arizona. I think we do Rams or we be cowards and we go Lions. and we just like say whatever, we're not going to have the Lions on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Femi, you make the call. What do you want to do?
I want to go Rams. They've been good to
Tyler.
Us.
I'm in. They were number two on the big board.
I'm not joking. I want you to FaceTime your brother.
He's working right now. I'll do it later.
But what's gonna happen? He's gonna come home and be like, "I disavow you as my brother because you FaceTimed him while he's working."
Possibly. He's a wild card.
Just what's the worst thing that happens? He doesn't pick up the phone.
I'll do it during break.
Call him. Don't face
him. No,
and say you're on speaker live on You Better You Bet. Who would you take in Survivor this week? The Rams or the Lions?
He's not even going to know what that even means. I will not be doing this. Sorry.
Can you give us his number? We'll call him. I'll call him.
Hey, Corey Morales. This is Nick Costos of You Better You Bet.
Honestly, does he want to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Jake still has the energy. I can
promise you, he wants no part of this. I can promise you that.
So does he hate us?
And the Guardians are done. Yeah, that's great.
Oh, man. Guardian. All right, Tigers up 4-1. All right, thank you, Tyler. So we're out on the Rams. That's it. We're done.
Let's do it.
Jake, you have the music? Let's feel good about it. Nick, you look like we're going to the doctor's office. Like, let's feel good about it.
You understand, I have the Yankees tonight also. So it's like, if the Yankees lose and the Rams lose, like, I may not come to work tomorrow. That would be absolutely soul-crushing.
If they both win, you know, you just have a little bit less money in your baseball bankroll. But, like, you know, it's a great day.
All right. I would like to find out at least what Corey likes in Survivor, even if we can't talk to him. What is Corey Morales like in Survivor this week? All right. Thursday. Femi, do you want to throw it to... throw it to your friend Brad Evans here. We'll do some things.
Yeah. We got lots of stuff to get to here throughout the world of sports. Obviously, October, one of the great months that we have on the calendar. NFL, college football, baseball. Jake, let's hit it and let's get to all of the biggest stories from around the world of sports.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you things.
All right.
Yeah, You Better You Bet. We got some things on deck here on a Thursday. And Jake, what's the first thing that we start with?
The main thing.
All right. I think this weekend's Tampa and Seattle game in the NFL is the best game on the Sunday slate. I don't think you're going to get too many arguments against that one. These two teams, couple of dark horses in the NFC. I like the Seattle Seahawks in the game to cover the number and also win at home, of course, as they are the 3.5-point favorite. But Nick, I want to ask you, what is the better bet going forward long term? Bucks at 14-1 to win the NFC, or is it the Seahawks at 18-1 to win the NFC?
Well, I like how you were like, yeah, this is obviously the best game of the week. Like, it's like Bills Ravens. Is this the best game of the week?
Yeah. I mean, what other game is better?
Eagles Broncos.
You think that one's better?
I think you can make the case. I actually don't think Seattle Tampa is, but you can make the case that you said it obviously.
The best game of the week. Yeah.
Okay, but it's not like it's Eagles Bills.
What's the better bet? 14-1 Tampa or 18-1 Seattle? What's the better bet?
I would like for you to retract that statement.
I think that this is a better game. You have two I don't think Denver's that good. I'm going to be honest. I don't think they're that good.
That's fine. And you can be right about that. But no, it's the way you posed it was. You didn't say this is one of the... You said, obviously, this is the best game of the week. Seattle and Tampa. Is it obvious?
It's getting that 4 o'clock treatment, maybe.
Yeah. It's Chiefs-Packers or something. I don't know if I go that far.
It's a future potential playoff game. Can't say that about Broncos-Eagles.
6-1 Tigers.
Yeah, great. I'm going to turn this one off. Don't need to watch this anymore.
It's rough. Let's go Cubbies. Seattle, easily. Seattle's defense has the upside to be like best defense in the league. I like Tampa. It's not an anti-Tampa thing. And I believe in Sam Darnold. I'll say Seattle, Femi, is a better bet than Tampa. Although, to be fair, I don't like either.
Yeah, like if you made me choose one, I would actually go Tampa just because I think Tampa has the much more clear path to winning the division. Like Tampa, I can at least say I think they're going to play a home playoff game. Seattle, even though they might be the better team with the Rams, who knows when the Niners get back healthy, they might not win the West. So they're likely going to have to win multiple road games. So for me, it would be Tampa if I had to bet it 14-1. And also like Baker Mayfield in the playoffs more than our guy Sam Darnold. Jake, what do we have up next?
The other thing.
Monday Night Football this upcoming week is a great litmus test for your Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm still skeptical of Jacksonville. I think a lot of these forced turnovers, and maybe it's contagious and they can keep it rolling, but at some point it's going to regress a little bit, but you got to give them some credit for this 3-1 start. Through 4 weeks, better bet to win the AFC South, is it Colts minus 105 or Jags plus 125?
Give me the prices one more time.
Indy minus 105, Jacksonville plus 125.
Colts. Definitely.
I thought you were Mr. Duval.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I said this on Monday on the show. If I made me pick, I think the Colts are better than the Jaguars. I think the offense is going to be more consistent on a week-in, week-out basis, and I think the Jaguars have gotten lucky with the turnovers. Now, maybe that just continues, and I would like for the Jaguars to win, but if like you made me bet my money right now on it, I would take the Indianapolis Colts.
Do you think Jacksonville covers on Monday?
Maybe. But I don't think they win.
Chiefs by 3 or more.
Chiefs by 3 or less, let's say. If the number's going to be 3.5. All right, take a quick break. We'll get more things on coming up later in the hour, but on the other side, pro sports bettor Joey Kanish joins with his favorite college football bets for the weekend. And he's got a stinky dog as his best bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Simpson on the move. He's going to keep it and score. Creative, efficient. And Simpson says, hush now.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Stone cold Chris Fowler with the call this past Saturday night on ABC and ESPN. Chris Fowler, of course, a Tim Scanlon client. As Alabama walks into Athens and ends Georgia's 33-game home winning streak. Joining us right now to talk about Bama's win, which he gave out last week on this show, and the rest of the comings and goings of college football, is our pal, pro sports bettor, co-host of Hit the Books, which you can watch on YouTube, a great college football betting show, along with our friend Brad Powers, as part of Rob Pozzola's Hammer Betting Network. Pozzola joins us next hour here on You Better You Bet. The one, the only, the great, Joseph Kanish. On Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Uncle K, welcome back to the show. What's going on?
Gentlemen, tremendous football Thursday, and I'm glad you boys are starting off with the real leadership at the Hammer. Appetizer for a Thursday show to do with the Hammer. Good to talk to you fellas.
All right. You gave us Alabama, Kanish, as your best bet last week in college football. The Crimson Tide didn't even need the points. They won outright at Georgia. What is your best bet for this week in college football?
It was always Roll Tide last week. Glad we got the winner. But hey, new week, new time, new money. We got to do it again. And I'm going to go with a vaunted in-state rival. I hate to do it, but the Mean Green and Michigan State Spartans this weekend, 11.5 on the market at Nebraska. I got to tell you, I think they're live in this one. I think that, I don't know, we're getting the points, but I don't know if we'll need them, baby, because I tell you, this Michigan State offense, I got, if of all the units in the game, and it's what I like to do, and we're going to break down which unit, whether it be defense, offense, both teams, do I trust the most? It's the Michigan State offense. I think Aiden Childs is playing really well. I think a couple of key players, including Nick Marsh, that for Michigan State that were nicked up a little bit, will now be healthy after a little bit of a break. And it's a Nebraska team that, I got to tell you, hasn't really impressed me in any facet on either side of the ball in any point this year. I think Michigan State's very live, even though the defense has struggled. Give me the points. Give me Michigan State. I think they are. And this will be in, you know, the old money line round robins this weekend. I think Michigan State's got a puncher's chance to win this, baby.
I love it. It'll be a Sparty party in Lincoln this Saturday with Michigan State potentially live against Dylan Raiola, Matt Rhule, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. How about the game in the swamp, Kanish? I've been fascinated by this betting market as we've seen movement toward the underdog Florida Gators. All those sevens have been bet. There's now 6.5s across the board, and there's even a 6 that's out there in the market. Do you agree with bettors backing Florida, or do you think this is a nice spot for Arch and the Longhorns to win by a touchdown or more?
Well, fam, I got to tell you, I mean, I think that a lot of the move here is a correlation between this total, which has come down. I mean, when was the last time you're talking about? Is this like, you know, 2017 Iowa-Nebraska? We might hit, you know, the 30s here in a total with an SEC team. I think a lot of it is just this total coming down a number of points, you know, getting better. And then you correlate it with the side where it's like, okay, if we're only going to be, you know, this total is going to close around 40, can Texas, who has not impressed, I mean, you'll call it what it is. We can go on the, you know, Arch Manning and all that. The offense has not impressed this year. Can they be laying that big of a number, which I know Florida's got issues. I know Lagway isn't healthy. I know the offense has been pathetic. But to lay that kind of number now in a game in a total with 40 with a Texas offense that hasn't really got going all year, maybe a little bit of a break. I agree with the move. For me, though, this one, I would need the full 7. It's one that if you didn't get the 7, I'd be shying away now and be looking live. Agree with the under move. Think this is just going to be ugly, disgusting, that type of game. Gun to my head if I had to bet it at Florida, but if I'm picking this Gators offense, I would have needed the full 7, so it's probably a stay away for me now at current.
Well, let's stay in the Sunshine State, Kanish, because Florida State in the primetime game at 7:30 Eastern is going to be hosting the Miami Hurricanes. We talked a lot of bettors. Like, people love this Miami team, and it's hard not to disagree when you watch them play on Saturdays. Like, Miami is a 4-point favorite, total sitting at 54.5 over at BetMGM. Do you like the Seminoles, or do you like the Hurricanes and Mario Cristobal to win this one by margin in Tallahassee?
You know, I was talking to Nikki Kay a little bit about this game earlier. I know, you know, listen, Florida State opens up 6.5, has come down throughout the week. Know some sharp guys that were on Florida State early. I got to tell you, though, I'm going to wait this one out, Fem, and just see what's the best Miami. If I can get this number ticked, I don't think we'll see a 3. I would love a Miami 3. I don't think it'll get that far down. But I'm going to let this see how much, you know, this kind of steam we can get. Maybe a little bit of additional game day move comes in. And then I'm going to come in on some Miami here. See what the cheapest price, you know, eventually this can get to is. And see if it maybe gets down to 3.5, I think, probably lowest. But it's a Miami team that just, as I'm sure people have mentioned, I think, and this is better than Ohio State. This is better than, you know, Penn State, Oregon, anybody. They've got the best trenches in the country. I mean, when you talk offensive line, defensive line, and that usually, you know, kind of when it manifests at the end of the year, what are the teams that kind of make the longest run to win the national championships? It's usually that, especially in a year when there's not a quarterback out there that's like, you know, Lamar Jackson, any of those quarterbacks that's just like, oh my God, this guy's going to carry us to a national championship. Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, those type of guys. There's nobody out there like that. I know Miami's coaching staff leaves a lot to be desired in game management or common sense or whatever the hell Cristobal's doing for some of these games. But to me, I think they're a significantly better team than Florida State, and a Florida State offense that I don't know if they can produce here against Miami D, who's really, really good. gonna wait till gonna wait till game day, and then lay it with the Canes.
So Kanish is right. We were texting earlier about this game. The reason why is because I do some media spots on Thursday when I get asked for a college football best bet, and I didn't hear from Kanish, so I gave out Florida State. And I asked Kanish, like, what do you think of this bet? And then he told me he liked Michigan State. So I didn't get to give Michigan State out today. Join me tomorrow on the 900 radio hits I do around the country when I give out Michigan State plus 11.5 as my best bet of the college football weekend. And if you think I'm joking, you don't know Nick Costos. You better you bet on this Thursday. Joey Kanish is our guest. He supports us. Support him. Hit the Books is the college football show you can watch on YouTube and find in podcast form with our friend Brad Powers. Just search Hit the Books in your podcast feed or on YouTube. My friend, let's talk about the Diego Pavia Bowl of Vanderbilt in Alabama. Crimson Tide, 10.5 point favorites, 55.5 the total. You liked the Tide last week. Are you rolling Tide again this week against Pavia?
I got to tell you, this Vanderbilt team, I feel like the guy, like, if you're someone who never bought any Bitcoin and you're looking at the price of Bitcoin, that's me with Vanderbilt the last 18 months. Where they, you know, that, like, early on, they had a couple cute upsets last year, and I was like, eh, you know, probably won't keep up. Never really. If you've just been betting Vandy for a year and a half, even throw in some money line, you don't have to do anything else. You didn't have to, you could have just bet Vandy the last 2 years, had the greatest seasons ever. I haven't been able to catch up to this Vandy team, and I know there's some people out there. There was early 9.5, some sharp, like, the market itself and some of the, you know, the modeling out there just hasn't been able to catch up to Vandy. I can't fade them. I know the number for me is a little short, but with the matchup and how they can run the ball, and I got to tell you, also, on this is, and you know, this is a little bit of a Femi thing, if Vanderbilt wins this game outright, Diego Pavia, I think, is going to win the Heisman Trophy. If they win, I'm not saying they're going to win, but if they do win, he's the Heisman favorite come Sunday morning, and I think he's just going to win. The Pavia folk hero, like, if he can do this again, I think it's too strong. I think that everyone's going to be talking about it Sunday, and I think they would finish the year with enough wins for him to get it. I think that's what's on the line this weekend. Gun to my head, I would take the points, but I think what's really on the line here is, like, the ultimate Heisman Trophy move if Pavia can win this game outright.
A fascinating answer. Any other games, Kanish, a side or a total that you like for this weekend in college football?
You know what? Yeah, that's dangerous, because when you give it to Joey K, that means you end up with some game that only four people listening to this show that ever heard of. We're going with a little early, the Blue Hens of Delaware, baby, against Western Kentucky, 2.5 out there. I've been riding Western Kentucky all year. They've had a couple of very, very fraudulent results. That's why you got to be objective, even when they're winners. They've been very fraudulent the last few weeks. Delaware, off a bye, offense is electric. Think they're actually maybe the best team. They can't play for conference title this year, but think they're probably the best team in CUSA this year. Give me the Blue Hens, Delaware. Anything under 3 is good. I think Western Kentucky's in a lot of trouble this weekend.
I can't wait to get your answer to this question. And I think it's a really interesting time in the season to think about this answer. Like, whatever your answer to this question may be, either Kanish or you, the person watching or listening. For me, it's Ohio State. As of right now, Kanish, who's the best team in college football, in your opinion?
Woo! Great, good cue. Was having that, you know, having a little debate. We were over on Hit the Books having this debate earlier because old BP, Mr. Powers, likes Oregon. I would lean with you, unfortunately, I hate to say it, in terms of Ohio State, because one, the defense, which I thought would have a much bigger fall off, just has not. And Matt Patricia, who I, you know, have been long standing from years of hating here in Detroit, you got to give the man his credit. He's came in, did a nice job, bunch of young guys, and it's a team that I only think gets better with all the turnover, and some of the young guys they're playing kind of only continues to get better. And I know offensively they haven't been lighting it up, but if you're telling me who's got the best, you know, like, best overall team, I gotta go with the Buckeyes too. Now, does that mean I want to bet them, you know, at the current price to win the national championship? No, I think there's a bit of a delta, you know, that they are where I don't want to, like, it's not a team I'm running to the window to buy the national championship. But right now, if you're telling me, gun to my head, who's the best team in college football, I think it's them, and I also think they have that additional room to improve with a lot of the new guys that maybe some teams like a Penn State, which a lot of people, you know, were taught where that team's been together, a lot of older guys. I don't think the ceiling for Penn State is there. I think it is for Ohio State, which is a tough pill to swallow here in, you know, southeastern Michigan. But, yeah, you got to call it like you see it, baby.
Be honest. Do you know what Delta means? Or did you hear someone smarter than you use it in a sentence and you're using it as well?
Here's the thing. The nice thing about, you know, Joey Corporate's life, when you work with some smart people, you just hijack some of the stuff they say at work, and then I can bring it back into this world. People say some smart stuff, and they're saying, oh, yeah, yeah, great. Then I come on the phone with you guys and sound like, you know, I know what I'm talking about. So it's a nice part of life, baby, to get there.
You know what? Honestly, like, you're such a fraud for saying that. Taking someone else's work and passing it off as your own. Join me tomorrow on radio stations across the country where I give out Michigan State plus 11.5 as my favorite college football bet of the week. Kanish, anything in the NFL for you in about 30 seconds before we get to the random bet?
You know what? Give me the – I'm going to do this again. I know we didn't hit last week. I'm not going off the Harbaugh train. I'm not going off that. Jaden Daniels coming back. I don't know if he'll be – to me, what makes Daniels is the mobility, the movement. I just saw a report that Debo's not going to be run. Give me the Chargers again, baby. I'm not going to let one miracle New York Giant miracle game kick me off the scent. I like the Chargers. I like it. If you can get it, has to be under 3. There's still a number of 2.5s out there. Give me the LAC. I'm riding back with the Chargers this weekend.
All right, so Kanish going with his buddy. I'm a Giants fan. It was a miracle win. Last time we asked you for a random bet, I believe that we owned the Libs. The Libs got owned. It was WNBA. Maybe that was 2 weeks ago, but last week was a WNBA. Oh, I think we had a fever last week, right? It was the Indiana Fever was the bet last week. Kanish, what is the random bet in the account this week? It could be WNBA Finals Game 1. Could be something else. What do you got?
You know what? We're actually going to go with, instead of just Game 1, we're going to, we got, you know what? A Mercury, the Phoenix is rising, baby. Go with a Mercury series price on this one to take it home. I honestly cannot believe this team's going to win that WNBA title. For a guy that, you know, follows the league, I think they're the better team here. Mercury series price or to win the finals, whatever. Phoenix, baby, a little bit of, you know, kind of, it's basically pick a little bit of plus money out there depending where you shop. Give me the Phoenix. The Phoenix rises from the ashes and strikes down the aces on the table, baby. Phoenix to win the title in the WNBA.
You got away with words, my friend. Kanish has been coming on our show for years. He supports us. We want you to support him. Hit the Books is the show on YouTube and in podcast form with Kanish and Brad Powers, an awesome college football betting show, and he is on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. My friend, we always appreciate you coming on. Best of luck with the bets this week. We'll catch up with you next week.
Gentlemen, like I always say, feel free to use this. There's nothing better than wagertainment. Hashtag wagertainment.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Joey Kanish joining us on the show. He is the absolute best. Femi, ask me my favorite college football bet for the weekend.
What do you like this week?
Michigan State plus 11. Love them. Sparty party. More Femi's betting things coming up next to wrap up hour number 2.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Reminder to our listeners and viewers, submit your best bet for tonight, either in Yankees Red Sox or with the Niners and the Rams. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Type it in the chat, your best bet for tonight. Type in really whatever you want in the chat. If it's good enough, we'll talk about it. Mike Brown will put it on the screen. Bill Zimmerman will shout you out and read your bet next hour on the show. So again, your best bet for either Yankees, Red Sox, or Rams, Niners. Could be a side, could be a total, could be a prop. YouTube or Twitch, we'll read them next hour on the show. We want all our listeners and viewers to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Femi, before we get back to some more things, Feels like the San Diego Padres have made a grievous error. They have let Pete Crow Armstrong get hot. PCA, a single with the bases loaded. Yeah, single with the bases loaded, only scores one run. So the Cubs lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second in the do-or-die elimination game against the Padres. Yu Darvish already out of the game. Doesn't even make it through two innings. Estrada, in the long-storied postseason career of Yu Darvish, another failure. Estrada in the game now, facing Dansby Swanson with the bases loaded and nobody out. So the Cubs with a royal opportunity to blow this game open here in the bottom of the second. The Tigers up 6-1 on the Guardians in the bottom of the eighth. The Guards do have men on second and third with one out, so a chance by Cleveland to cut into this lead. We'll see if they're able to do so. We'll keep you updated here on You Better You Bet. But Femi, the baton to you to continue on with things.
Yeah, let's get back to all the stuff that we have to talk about in the world of sports. Jake, what do we have up next?
The other thing!
All right, your quarterback, Nick, Jackson Dart, was talking to the media earlier this week, asked about, hey, do you have an extra motivation with the New Orleans Saints passing on you in the NFL draft? He says there's always a chip on your shoulder. Jackson Dart taking this thing personal, as he always does, and saying that he's got the chip on his shoulder with every game. But I'll ask you the simple question. Who wins on Sunday, Giants or the Saints?
You know this. We talked about this earlier in the week. I think the Saints are going to win. I bet the Saints on Sunday night when they were dogs in the game.
I think I like your team.
Okay, tell us. Well, how about this? Here's a better question. Since you asked me a question that I've answered already this week, let me ask you a question that hasn't been answered. Why do you like the Giants to beat the Saints?
I think they have the best unit in the game with the defense. I think the Giants' defensive line against Spencer Rattler is going to be a problem. And I do think that for some reason, like Jackson Dart, like the passing wasn't that great. I thought he was just pretty mediocre in the game. And that's putting it kindly. Like, I don't think he's that good, but he's also a young quarterback.
They have no receivers good. Also. I don't even know if I want to like bag on him. Neighbors gets hurt. We'll see what the plan looks like this week, knowing that Neighbors is out. But I don't like the Giants in the game.
Yeah, but I think his mobility, though, I think is what I like in this game. Like, I think him using his legs, being able to move the chains that way. And I think New Orleans just might be terrible. And, like, Brian Daboll's on the hot seat. I think he's a better head coach than Kellen Moore. I'll just say that right now. I've never really been a big Kellen Moore person. So I do like the New York Giants at plus money to win this game.
The Saints have been competitive in three of the four losses, to be fair, to Kellen Moore.
As big dogs. Now it's must win. Like, expectation to win the game. I don't want that with New Orleans. Maybe they can keep games close, but not with these kind of expectations. Jake, what do we have up next?
One more stinking thing. Hey!
Hey.
Hey! The SEC. That's what's hey. I feel like it's as wide open as
Dansby Swanson just got walked, I believe, with the bases loaded.
Hey,
Cubs up 2-0.
There you go. You know, walk or hit. It all works for us. Let's go, Cubbies. The SEC in college football, I think, is as wide open as I can remember. Like, Alabama's hosting Vandy this weekend. We all heard Kanish's thoughts on that game. Texas taking on Florida in the Swamp. Those two games at the 3:30 Eastern time slot. In your opinion, who's the best team in the SEC? We got Bama, Texas, Georgia still lurking, Trinidad with Ole Miss. Who's the best team in the SEC?
I would have said LSU, but I can't say LSU anymore after what happened last week and Garrett Nussmeier not playing well. I think Ole Miss has tremendous upside. By the way, double for the Guardians, scores two runs, 6-3 now in the bottom of the eighth.
I'm gonna leave that game off.
Two outs, man on second. Yeah, Femi's got the guards. Gonna leave this off here and try and little superstition to get the Guardians back in this one. 6-3 game in the bottom of the eighth, Tigers and the guards. I think Ole Miss has tremendous upside if Trinidad Chambliss, gold all on his watch, gold all on his chain, etc. If he's going to keep playing like this, then Ole Miss, I think, potential through the roof. I think the answer might actually be Texas. And I can't wait to see this game on Saturday with Texas and Florida. And if Arch Manning can come, because it's, look, since the Ohio State game, Texas has been beating up on cupcakes, right? Little sisters of the poor. Yep. Let's see how Arch Manning does against Florida's defense this week. I don't think I'm going to bet that game. I think if I did, I'd actually lay Texas. And I know a lot of people, I think you like Florida plus the points. I think I'd lay Texas. I think Texas is the answer. We'll find out one way or another when that game's over on Saturday with Texas and Florida. I will begrudgingly say Texas for right now.
I wonder, is there a chance that it's actually Oklahoma? And I have dumped on Brent Venables all throughout his head coaching tenure.
Yeah, I'm awesome, not a Venables DC, guy.
But as a head coach, not a Venables guy. But their defense has been sick this year. And Mateer's going to come back at some point. Some people think maybe even Red River. I think that's a little ambitious. But maybe it's in about 3 weeks or so. If they can just kind of keep the ship afloat, maybe just lose to Texas in a competitive game, get Mateer back, and then start rolling again. Mateer has been good. He's really good, and he takes them to another level. They're 12-1 to win the SEC. I want to see if Mateer plays in Red River, but I actually think Oklahoma might be in this conversation in about a month or so.
You're going to want to bet Oklahoma if Mateer plays against Texas.
Yes. Yeah. If Mateer plays against Texas, I'm taking Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I think that defense against Arch Manning, Arch's got to show it. He's got to show it.
We'll see. We'll find out. We'll find out this weekend because Florida's got a great defense, obviously, if Arch comes to play and how Arch Manning plays.
All right, we'll stay in college football. Jake, what do we have up next?
The last thing.
Georgia and Penn State are coming off of losses in marquee spots against marquee teams. Who do you trust to bounce back and cover a big number this Saturday? Is it the Bulldogs laying 20.5 at home against Kentucky or Penn State laying 24.5 at UCLA?
I would say Georgia. UCLA did cover last week in the first game without Deshaun Foster. And UCLA still has Nico at quarterback. What did I say? Deshaun what?
Foster? It was almost like a Watson / Foster.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, Foster, in fairness,
Australian. Foster, Australian for stupid. Nick Costos. Oh, I thought the Cubs might have had a big one. Okay, we're still 2-0 Cubs. Bases juiced. Okay. One out. Let's go Cubbies. Let's get some more runs.
Let's do it. Tack them
on. So I'm going to give you a Feliz Narytov thought here. Georgia lost last week. They're 20.5 against Kentucky. I don't think anyone's going to want to bet Georgia. I think Georgia wins, and I think Georgia covers. Now, maybe Penn State covers also, but I definitely trust Georgia more. So if I had to pick one, I'd lay the Georgia Bulldogs.
I think I'd lay Penn State. I'll lay the 24.5. Mark Stoops, big dog, he brings it down to the mud. Road or home. That's my only concern with Georgia here. I can see Georgia winning by 17 and that being fine. But Kentucky just they play these ugly football games. And it's hard to cover big numbers in ugly football games. So for me, it would be the Nittany Lions that I would lay it with 24.5. Jake, what do we have up next?
One last thing.
I am of the mindset, Nick, in Major League Baseball, that not only will we see the NLCS this Saturday, I think it'll also be the beginning of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Phillies. Who do you have winning the series? Dodgers -125, Phillies +105.
I think Phillies have home field, and they're the dogs, so I think you have to bet the Phillies, right, if it's a coin flip series?
Yeah, I like Philadelphia a lot.
I don't know Cubs for double play. Padres get out of the inning, only 2-0. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's meat left on that bone. It's unfortunate.
Damn it. Well,
they're up 2-0.
I'm going to bet the Phillies. The Dodgers bullpen, I think, is very scary and in a bad way if you like the Dodgers. Now, Roki Sasaki was ridiculous last night.
Yeah.
When he came in relief for the Dodgers. It can't all be Roki Sasaki. Did Kershaw make the roster? Is he on the roster? Have they announced that yet?
I don't know if they've announced that yet, but I know there was talks about using him out of the bullpen, though, for sure, towards the end of the regular season.
So I think maybe we'll see if he's on the roster. If he is, I think you'll see him at some point in the series in relief. Jake's writing on the chat, like, use Glass now in the pen. Like, they may very well do that also, because their bullpen arms are not very good. So, given the fact that I'll get plus money with the Phillies, like, I'll bet the Phillies in the series. But, Femi, I agree with you. I do think the winner of this series will win the World Series this year between the Phillies and the Dodgers.
Yeah. They can make the adjustments, and we'll see what they end up doing. But until they make those adjustments, I'm going to be working for the mindset that this Dodgers bullpen is just going to be the death of their team this year.
Tyler says that Kershaw will be on the roster for the Dodgers. So we'll see. Okay, so Dave Roberts has said it. So that means, like, we're going to see Clayton Kershaw out of the bullpen for the Dodgers.
There we go. I mean, it adds a little bit more intrigue to this series.
Yeah, long-time excellent playoff performer, Clayton Kershaw. That will be a great way for his career to end with a postseason flameout like so many of the others. Yeah, I'll bet the Phillies in the series against the Dodgers.
Dodgers up 4-2 in Game 5 in Philadelphia. They turn to Kershaw, and here's Schwarber with a 3-run jack. See you later, Phillies.
That might be how it ends.
Seriously. I like the Phillies quite a bit as well. All right, Jake, hit us with the last one that we have.
The final thing.
Tonight, Nick, your team. Game 3. Winner take all. Red Sox at the Yankees. Big time game with this rivalry. Is tonight a legacy game for two-time AL MVP Aaron Judge?
Oh, man. I would say no. I will say no, only because if he goes like 4-for-4 tonight with two homers and like drives in 6 runs and the Yankees win, like that'll be awesome. It will be for sure. But if he follows that up by batting like 120 in the ALDS, like no one's going to care. Like Judge has entered the zone now, and this is like hot take, first take on a sports thing, but it's true. Mm-hmm. Judge has entered the zone. He's in the Bond zone right now where he's got to win. Like, you got to win a championship or nothing else matters. Or, like, it's got to be like Bonds in the 0-2 World Series against the Angels where, like, the Giants lost, but, like, Bonds was amazing in that series.
Yeah,
it was not the reason they lost. So, no, like, Judge got to do way more than this. It's a legacy October for Aaron Judge, not just tonight.
Yeah. Maybe he can earn some more pinstripes, though. I mean, do or die game against the rivals, this will go a long way in helping out that legacy.
Like, it wouldn't hurt. I just think he's got more work to do, even if the Yankees win this game tonight. All right, quick break, and on the other side, final hour, power hour. All our bets for tonight, Yankees, Red Sox, Rams, Niners, and we start the hour getting bets from our friend, Jay Croucher.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.